Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Jay Davis. My co-host Jacob Currid is out on assignment checking out some 3D IMAX dinosaur movie Jurassic World production. Tomorrow night I'm sure he'll be back and he will let us know just how kicking butt that movie really was. Got a lot to cover here in just 30 minutes. True, today is my birthday, about 107. And gonna go celebrate. Got a couple bingo parlors to hit up, and who knows what a 107-year-old man might get himself into in this town. Want to give a quick update. Talked last night about the situation with my supervisor visits and the NFC response. My response to being I guess, intimidated in my own home. The thing is I won't be intimidated in my own home. NFC, those of you who weren't listening, made the decision that from now on my business needs to take place in a secure environment, meaning NFC office, with no less than 2 visitation support workers there to supervise. This 107-year-old man must be like Hannibal Lecter, I tell you. Well, I went yesterday and I spoke with the visitation agency, Beneficial Behavioral Health. Gave them a good shout out last night. And today, I was called by the supervisor of NFC, supervisor for my caseworker, who let me know that that was indeed the plan, that we needed to have this overblown situation take place. I told him I wasn't going to participate, told him I had no interest in bringing my kids in the middle of summer to make them go sit in a room for 6 hours with 2 complete strangers. Summertime, they're kids, they need to be outside playing. I'm not going to punish my children for the act of someone else. Or for myself. I take responsibility for the fact that I did tell this jackass to get out of my house. I would do that to anyone who came into my house and spoke that way to me, especially someone who came into my house and tried to punk out my kid's dad right in front of him. You know, that doesn't happen. I'm Jay Davis. Not going to happen. Maybe I should grow up. You know, I'm 107, but they've stolen my children from my home. They're not going to steal my dignity. Not going to happen, NFC. Keep trying. Anyhow, I let them know I wasn't going to go for that. They said there was nothing they could do. The decision had been made. They couldn't change it until at least Monday. I stuck to my guns, however. And tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, my kids will be here at my home visiting me, with me. They'll be outside playing, hanging out. So I stuck to my guns. I stood up to them. I told them I wasn't going to tolerate their bullshit. Now, NFC, the supervisor, then emailed the supervisor for Beneficial Behavioral Health. Won't say your name just in case I don't want to out you. But you know who you are. And in your response, I have to give you guys another hats off or thumbs up. Or kudo, because in the supervisor's response to NFC She said that she acknowledged that the problem she felt was the worker who was present that day, the worker who instigated the whole situation, and not necessarily me, which is going all out, really, instead of doing the whole cover your ass, protect your own, instead of doing that, like every other agency in this town. Instead, she was honest, took responsibility for her agency and her employees, and did the right thing. Beneficial Behavioral Health, I salute you.
And I salute y'all, Jane Davis.
Oh, Intern Ernie, how are you? How are you, Intern?
Oh, Ernie's doing real good. Real good. I hear it's your birthday, Jay Davis.
It is. It is, Ernie. It is, in fact, my birthday. Thank you for paying attention, I guess.
Well, I was always paying attention. I pay attention to all the issues, all the hot button topics of the day. And I know that the buzz around town has been the celebration of Jay Davis's birthday.
You're kidding, right?
No, no, Jay Davis. I heard they were talking about holding a parade, a festival, in your honor.
Yeah, you definitely got some water on the brain there, buddy.
No, ain't no water on Ernie Chambers' brain. Look, Jay Davis, we got off on the wrong foot. I, Ernie Chambers, through an ancient Chambers family baking recipe, baked you a birthday cake.
Baked me a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Chambers, Intern Ernie. That's touching. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's see it.
Here you go, Jay Davis. Happy birthday to you.
No, we're not going to sing. No.
Well, happy birthday, Jay Davis.
Thanks. Intern Ernie. Cake looks pretty good.
Huh.
It's a Chambers family secret recipe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't have any milk right now, and I never eat cake without milk, so I'm gonna stay away from it. Sorry, Ernie, no offense. If you could rustle up some milk, and we might be in business.
Ernie Chambers is on it. I will find you some milk, Jay Davis.
Thank you. Thank you, Ernie the intern. So, in a condensed show here tonight, I believe we were going to go 30 minutes. I think I'm pushing that. It's going to be more condensed than I remember thinking earlier. And I'm going to accelerate that condensation, I suppose. The condensing? We're going to accelerate that by playing some more frickin' Slayer. Slayer right there. That is just awesome. Really a Minor Threat cover. So, NFC, this next little bit here, the song I dedicate to you. Because Jeff, Lord Vandersloot, Darth Jeff, I really think that this is what I'm going to play for you every time you give me a call, because I'll tell you, I'm sick of it. Sick of hearing it. And you know what? I don't want to hear it. Yeah. dinner, first day dinner with one of my buddies and his wife. I think we're going to give him a call here on the speakerphone. They don't even know. That's good stuff. Here we go. Phone. Have Ernie Chambers call. Ernie, come here. Come give this guy a call.
What do I say?
Just go with it, Ernie.
Hello.
Well, hello there. This is Ernie Chambers. You're live on a Paranormal Afraid show right now. And I was just calling to confirm that you do have a happy birthday dinner celebration happening with the host, Jay Davis.
You betcha.
Well, I hope Jay Davis brings some of my special Chambers cake to you. I'm wrestling up some milk for him right now, and I believe he'll be on his way. I hope you enjoy that cake, and make sure that you give him a big old kiss from Ernie.
I will.
All right, thank you. Thank you now.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Not everybody?
No, Ernie, it's not everybody's birthday. I'm actually sorry that it's mine at this point. So yeah, I'm running late here. Oh, you found some milk, Ernie. Well, before I go, let's try some of this cake. What do we got here? All right. Looks good. Intern Ernie, I am pleasantly surprised. I've got to tell you, hats off to you. Ernie, what's in that cake?
Chambers family secret recipe, Jay Davis. Happy birthday. So now, y'all, I'm glad you tuned in to the Ernie Chambers show. It's been a while since I hit the airwaves. We got some big things coming up. I tell you what, DJ Ernie going to spin some wax tracks for y'all. And I do intend to sue the record industry. I will sue Governor Jesse Ventura. And I'm going to sue Vince McMahon and the whole World Wildlife Fund and the wrestling of the koala bears. The koalas ain't did nothing to you. Why you gotta be racist against them koala bears? Ernie Chambers coming for you here on the Ernie Chambers Radio Network. Happy birthday, Jay Davis.
We interrupt this broadcast of the Paranoid Afraid show to inform our listeners that there is no Ernie Chambers Radio Network. This is Blog Talk Radio, and you're listening to Paranoid Afraid. Unfortunately, due to an apparent case of food poisoning, our host is no longer conscious, and so we'll be forced to end tonight's episode. We're going to keep Jay Davis in our prayers, and we're going to keep Ernie Chambers off of the airwaves. You have a great night. Stay unafraid, parents. And we're going to rush Jay Davis straight to the local hospital. Don't you worry. We will update you at a later date. Good night from Jay Davis and the radio program of Parent Unafraid. And thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Simon, and to you all.